You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
And we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. I hope you guys have had an awesome, awesome week, day, weekend, whatever we're at right now. I got to tell you, don't the days just blur? Absolutely blur. Our house has been completely ridden with this cold, this coffee, sneezy, you know, and I'm, you know, being the doctor in the family. I mean, my husband's a doctor too. He's a chiropractor, but I'm the one that gets to deal with the mucusy. My husband's the dry doctor. I'm the wet doctor. You guys get that? I deal with the blood. I deal with the mucus, the vomit, the pee-pee, the diarrhea. My husband deals with the musculoskeletal dry stuff. Even if the cat poo-poo's in the house, he cleans it if it's dry. I clean it if it's wet. That's just it. I'm the wet doctor. He's the dry doctor. So it's been really rough. Very, very rough week. Very, very rough week. All right. So I hope you all have been doing well. They say flu season is finally upon us. Yay, flu season. Boo. Oh, my gosh. I hate flu season. I can't stand flu season. You know, and it's not because people come in and they cough on me, you know, and it is miserable. Everybody's miserable. Your family's miserable. Your patients are miserable. Your in-laws are miserable. Everybody's miserable. So it's tough to take. All right. But we're not going to be miserable today. We're going to have a fun show. A lot of good stuff to talk about. I need to talk about the history of chocolate. There's been so much chocolate news, right? With Mars bars having to go smaller. Well, I don't know if it's Mars bars, but you know, our chocolate bar is going smaller, like our Twix and our Snickers, and then our cocoa going to be in short supply by 2030. I just figured, you know, we're just kind of, you know, whenever the future is uncertain, you got to go back to the past. That's just what you have to do. If you don't know what's going to happen in our future, you got to go back to the past. And so I know we've all been really scared about this cocoa shortage that they've been threatening. My bags are packed. I mean, honestly, but it's a worldwide shortage. Fleeing America won't help. All right. Now, I see calls are already coming in. We would love to hear from you. Anything you guys want to talk about, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I haven't even really thrown out a topic, but if the calls want to come in, I'm happy about it. 1-877-362-3254. We got Kyle working the dials. Kyle is so cuddly. I love him. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network. Big thanks to KDWN, where I started, and who's listening this hour. Just a big thanks to everybody. I just want to thank everybody. Okay. You know, we also have to catch up. We got to catch up on our emails. Many of you, I've been asked what to eat, what type of foods do you eat with hypothyroid, in-law moving in, what's a pre-op physical versus a regular physical. So we have some pretty cool stuff. Now, let's wait a second. Walmart's in the news again. Walmart's in the news. All right, let's take a caller. I gotta say, Walmart is in the news all the time. You wanna hear what the title of this one is? Naked 300-pound man tasered by police after he walked into a Walmart naked and put on a pair of socks. Why is Walmart always in the news? All right, let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Wait a second, I think this is my buddy Mike from New Hampshire. Is this Mike again? Mike, what's going on,
yeah,
buddy?
I want to give you an update, okay?
Your dad, right, that's been in the hospital with the knee replacement, yeah, and the sepsis and all that, right? Okay, good.
You got it. Okay, well, now my mother's in the hospital with congestive heart failure, so I got two parents that are sick now.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
So same hospital, or are they together,
no,
or is she at the hospital you hated?
She's at the hospital that we hated.
Oh, no.
But,
Lord,
yeah,
mercy.
But he, yeah, I know. So it's getting a little bit, nerve-wracking here. But they had my father-in-law in the OR for 6 hours digging out his knee, okay?
Oh, but they finally got it out, right?
They got it out.
The septic joint, yeah.
Yes. 6 hours because it had spread further up his thigh than they thought.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah, but so they got it out.
OK. Okay.
They put a block in there, and they're going to leave it there for 6 months or so.
Right, until he heals up, and then they're going to put a new clean knee, watch him. Well, how's your mom holding up with all this?
Well, she's always had congestive heart failure, but this time it really hit her because she could barely walk. And said, "Mom, we got to go to the doctors." And the doctor called me and said, "Got to get your mother to the hospital.
Yeah.
Her blood pressure's through the wall. Her oxygen level's way down." And so I said, "So they put her in there and they got her on anything to drain the fluids out."
Exactly, like the LASIK, the diuretics. Yeah, with heart failure. In fact, Mariah Carey's husband, America's Got Talent, Nick Cannon, I think was starting to go into heart failure. What happens is when the blood can't pump, you get that backflow of the fluid. And it's a horrible thing to say heart failure, you know, because we don't like to think that the heart's actually failing. But that's exactly what they have to do.
It's not. She's had it for a while, but this is another episode that... Something else you just, I'm sure there are millions of people in the world that have it worse than what I'm going through now. Of course.
No, but you have both parents in the hospital's rough, especially if they're two different hospitals, because you got to drive back and forth, or one thinks you love one more than the other.
I know. I love them all.
I'll tell
anybody that out there that, you know, had their parents that are still alive, that are in their 80s, love them. Just love them, because you're not going to have them around much longer. You know.
I know. All right. Well, God bless you, Mike. Prayers are being sent out to your parents now. Okay. You sound like a great son. I hope my boys visit me in the hospital if I'm ever there. They're probably going to just run away with their blonde girlfriend. Leave mom out in the dust. All right, Mike. All right, take care. Okay.
Thank you.
No problem. All right. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. I got two boys. They're going to just chase the skirts. You know, I mean, the only woman in their life should be their mama, right? It really should be their mama, and it's not going to be. They're just going to fall for the most beautiful thing, you know, someone who looks exactly opposite of their mom. Yeah, everybody says boys fall in love with someone who's like their mom. No, they are so sick of me, right, and everything I do, and everything I make them do because of what I do, right? I drag them to every single publicity thing we do, charity. I think they like it. They're good boys. But, oh, my gosh, if they get to just run away and hang out on the beach and do nothing all day, that's the life.
GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here. The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with BioSuperfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered BioSuperfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The BioSuperfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. BioSuperfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increase, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and three-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Okay, apparently we have fallen really, really behind on some of your emails. So let's just get right to them. Dr. Dahlia, what is the difference between a pre-op physical and a regular physical? My orthopedic needs a pre-op physical, but I just had one last summer. Can you explain? Oh, yeah. I mean, it's pretty much similar, except, you know, you may not get the prostate exam. All right. So a lot of people think it's an easier physical, but your pre-op physical is to make sure you're healthy enough to go through the surgery. So many times you get an EKG. Many times you get a chest X-ray. They do blood work to make sure you don't have a bleeding disorder, to make sure you don't have HIV, hepatitis, your liver's good, your kidney's good, so you're stable and ready for surgery. Now, I've come to learn from many of your emails and from many of my patients that when you go for an honest-to-God physical, an actual regular physical, many times the doctor doesn't even put their stethoscope on you, doesn't order an EKG, doesn't order a chest X-ray, but you do get the prostate exam sometimes. So your regular physical, although it shouldn't be subjective and it should be uniform, a lot of times it isn't. So depending on what your doctor does, you could get a full battery of blood work. You may just get certain blood work. You may get the heart looked at. You may not. In our practice, the pre-op physical and the regular physical are pretty much the close, except on the pre-op, if you don't need a pelvic exam or pap smear or a prostate check, we don't do it. Okay, but keep in mind, all right, your pre-op physical holds a lot of liability, Okay? So you may go to your internist or family doc and say, all right, I know you just did a physical, but my surgeon needs clearance, so clear me. Now, this clearance that many of your surgeons need is to say, all right, you are medically stable for surgery. Now, many surgeons, they just don't ask for clearance anymore. They want an EKG or a chest x-ray within the last 30 days because they need to see if there's anything kooky going on. And there's some argument there. You know, sometimes the doctor says, all right, well, you have to have it done within 30 days. Yet if you start a pneumonia a week before you get sick, you know, should you really wait a whole 30 days or should you get the x-ray done a day or two before surgery? Many of your doctors send you to the hospital to get your x-ray done and your EKG done a day or two before surgery. But then you have other people argue. People argue a lot in medicine. Don't you notice that? You have other people argue, say, well, wait a second. Okay, if you're going to do a blood count, if you're going to be doing blood work, and I have something wrong in my blood work, I don't want to put off the surgery that's a day or two later. I need some time. So you, that's why I just roughly say a month before, get what you need to get done. And if you start getting sick, start having a cough or anything kooky right before the surgery, have your doctor take a peek. But remember, that pre-op physical is really protects the surgeon and the anesthesiologist if something happens during surgery. And they say, but the family doc said he was okay. I was allowed to operate on him. And the family doc's like, what, huh? You did surgery? Huh, what, huh? You know, that actually happened in our practice. All right? I had a patient who was having some gallbladder issues. All right? I didn't know if it had to come out or not. Wasn't too sure. So we sent him to the surgeon. Okay? A few days later, I found out he died. I found out he died. What did he die of? What happened? Well, apparently he was taking a surgery, and as he was coming out of post-op, and, you know, he was waking up, went into cardiac arrest, and dies. Now, from what I understand, an EKG was done at the hospital. Surgeon did an EKG. Surgeon did a chest x-ray. They got the coroner involved. They have no idea why he died. But, you know, families like, did you know he even, I had no idea he went off for surgery. Personally, I like to know. I like to know because then I could do a pre-op physical. And if something looks kooky, a lot of times I like to get a heart doctor involved. Now, I don't want to scare you, all right? Very rarely do you die coming out of surgery, but it happens. And we were so shocked that our 43-year-old patient had died coming out of surgery, healthy guy. Would having done a pre-op physical with me change that? I don't know. Because I tend to do more than the average doctor, as you all know, which is why Kathleen Sebelius, Nancy Pelosi, and President Obama probably hate the way I do medicine. But I personally, like anybody over the age of 40, especially male, having a stress test, because I think the EKG, it's a beautiful test, but it's superficial, only looks at you at rest. And when you go through surgery, there's certain strains that you undergo, sometimes with anesthesia. So most of the time, I like my 40-plus-year-olds to get a stress test. So I hate being Monday morning quarterback saying he would have lived under my care. I don't want to say that, but this is one of the reasons why I love a stress test. Now, I'm sure there's some of you listening and going, Dr. Dahlia, this is so expensive. You have to pay for the surgery, but now you have to pay for the family doc who wants to do all these tests. Well, okay, liability is important, but let's go back to what was really, really important. We want to make sure you could get through the surgery safely. Okay, if you have a bleeding disorder that has never been diagnosed, and we run a test like your PT, PTT, your prothrombin, partial prothrombin time. Okay, sorry. I call it PT, PTT. Please don't make me go into the meetings, but or your APTT. All right, if any of those are off, that could signify you have a bleeding disorder. I think that's important to know before you have surgery. We don't want you to bleed to death. So, you know, personally, I think it's a very, very thorough exam. Your pre-op physical should be a very thorough exam. It should involve a very thorough exam of your heart, lungs, your blood work, and to make sure you can tolerate the procedure. You know, if you have hyperthyroid, and you've never known to have hyperthyroid, you probably shouldn't be undergoing anesthesia being in the hyperthyroid state. So I even throw a thyroid test on there. If I've never met the patient, if I know the patient and I just did a physical, no, I'm not going to repeat certain things. But you need to know if your patient is going to withstand the trials and tribulations of surgery. It's important. You want to make sure he's not having an infection. You want to make sure he doesn't have HIV. You want to make sure you know what's going on and so you're prepared before they come in. But also, like I said, liability-wise. Now, does it cost money? Yeah, it does. I know some insurances don't cover. We just found out that Medicare, Medicare isn't covering the pre-op x-rays. So if your surgeon or your anesthesiologist or your internist wants a chest x-ray, Medicare's not going to pay for it. And my patients are saying that the radiology places are making them pay cash. Yeah, it is. It's costing. And if you don't get the x-ray, the doctor's not going to operate on you. It's a shame. It's a shame, but that's what's happening. Okay. On that same note, I get asked, what should a regular physical entail? What should be done? I don't want to believe people that tell me their doctor doesn't even put a stethoscope on them to listen to their heart, but I hear time and time again that happens. Okay. It would be nice for all doctors to practice the same. Okay. When there's a physical, you should be looked at. Now, if you don't want to be there naked and if you don't want to be completely undressed, having the patient undressed is excellent because then you get to see the skin. We forget the biggest organ of the body is the skin. But some people are a little shy, or they see a dermatologist and get their skin cancer screened, or they're cold in the room. So I don't mind. I don't make everybody get naked. But I know many people don't want to have a physical because they think they have to be naked. All right? Then tell the doctor, I don't want to be naked. And if the doctor says, I want you naked, you can say, I can find a new doctor. Okay? It happens. But, realize somebody needs to look at the skin. If you're wearing a turtleneck, long jeans, boots, we could put a stethoscope on you, but that's pretty superficial. So eyes, ears, nose, mouth. Make sure everybody gets an eye checkup. If you go to the eye doctor and your doctor and your internist thinks that suffices, that's great. Make sure your neck is felt. Make sure there's no lumps or bumps. Women need a breast exam. Men need a breast exam. We're right now evaluating a man for possible breast cancer. All right? No, we don't call it breast in front of him. We call it pecs. You got a little lump in your pecs. But, we did a mammogram on him. Absolutely. Did an ultrasound. We're sending him to a breast specialist to get a biopsy. So men should have their breasts checked, underarms, etc. Abdomen exam from, men, women, heart, lungs, physicals. If you're female, pelvic exam, pap smear. We've talked about this. Oh, Dr. Dahlia, I've had a hysterectomy, so I don't need those anymore. You still have a vagina. When they do the hysterectomy, they only take out the uterus. You may still have your ovaries, unless they did an oophorectomy, and you may still have a vagina if they didn't do a vaginectomy. Okay? If you didn't have a vaginectomy, you need that looked at. Also, rectal exams. Women need rectal exams too, not just men. All right? Both men and women have rectums. All right? Yeah, they do. Men may make more sounds out of theirs than women. Right? We women pretend like we don't make any sounds, right? We're dainty. But we both have that need to be checked. Men have the prostate checked, have the rectal exam, feet, reflexes, neurovascular pulses. A good physical looks at all that. Now, your doctor may refer you to an eye doctor, may refer you to a dermatologist, may refer you to a gynecologist. That's fine. But just go through the doctor, make sure all your body parts are checked. Okay? And if you don't want a certain body part checked, you're allowed to say no. You are. You could say, I'll pass. All right? But just keep in mind, right, who else is going to look at it if not your doctor? Oh, my wife will check my prostate. No, she doesn't want to break a nail. All right, when we come back, more on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Thousands of items, 47 categories, 101 name brands. Attention all outdoor geeks now listening to this broadcast. Your outfitters of outdoor gear and electronic gadgets is WildernessGeek.com. Discover a retail superstore of emergency survival, firearms, tactical accessories, camping, boating, hunting, and search and rescue gear like the life-saving laser flares used by Coast Guard and other rescue agencies. WildernessGeek.com is your electronic supplier of two-way and shortwave radios, GPSs, marine electronics, and portable solar chargers. Plus, WildernessGeek.com has experienced emergency search and rescue service personnel to help you find what you need and learn how to use it. And the best part? Free shipping on orders of $100 or more in the continental U.S. Plus, 5% discount to all radio listeners and rescuers. Go to WildernessGeek.com. That's WildernessGeek.com, the electronic outdoor emergency survival gear superstore.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Listeners, it's Jason Lewis, and now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about our New Year's resolutions. For 2012, resolve to protect your most valuable asset, your family. Daily, we hear about all the crazy stuff happening around the world, unemployment, food shortages, natural disasters, just to name a few. For my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna and savory stroganoff that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947 and enter promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Peace of mind, the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow me on Twitter and know that if you ever miss any of our show, my show plays online 24/7. Now, if you go to drdahlia.com, we have an on-demand button. You can click it and listen to Dr. Dahlia anytime you want. You can listen on your iPad, your iPhone, I believe your BlackBerry. You can listen on the toilet. Any place. Real quickly, we were talking about the pre-op physicals. One last thing I want to tell you. News today came out that Whitney Houston actually failed her pre-op physical just 2 weeks ago. From what I understand, she was supposed to have a facelift, and the cosmetic surgeon wanted her doctor to do a pre-op. Sources say she went to L.A. Dr. Mark Manny for the pre-op, but he would not do it because she failed to pass the exam on her heart, lungs, and liver. Now, we know that Whitney Houston, who had just passed away, and I believe her funeral is taking place, we know that, we believe she died from some sort of cardiopulmonary causes, either some syncopal episode that caused her to drown, fall into the water, maybe something that happened with a mix of medications. But one thing that I think has been pretty rampant in terms of our speculation is she had some weakness to her heart or possible lungs. And here we have that a couple weeks prior, she wouldn't get cleared for her facelift surgery because The doctor said she failed to pass on her heart, lungs, and liver. Now, we just talked about a few minutes ago, with your pre-op exams, we do a simple EKG. And personally, I think a stress test should be done. So if this was just the initial pre-op exam that did an EKG and she failed based on her heart, that means the EKG must, I mean, if the EKG looks funny, there's something wrong. Then the lungs. What was going on with the lungs? Was it the x-ray? Was it her oxygenation? And then the liver. So I'm assuming when she had blood work done, the liver looked funny. Maybe because of alcohol. We don't know. Maybe because of medications. Maybe fatty liver, which a lot of us have. Maybe when we take aspirin or Tylenol, it can affect our liver. We've talked about liver enzymes a lot on the show. You know, and again, I don't want to speculate, but what's really crucial and important here is here's somebody who failed their pre-op exam, dies 2 weeks later. All right, I think this is very significant. Now, we know she had a throat infection and she got some amoxicillin for that. She had a teeth whitening procedure. But, you know, these pre-op exams, these physicals are very important. And from what I understand, just based on that statement, where she failed to pass an exam on her heart, lungs, and liver, to me that sounds like there was some thoroughness to her exam. And, again, we don't have any more information on that, but it just shows, you know, if you're going to have surgery and your doctor is a little nervous, just go with it. Okay? Let him check you out. I can't tell you how many patients we have found clogged arteries in because they came in for pre-op physical. You know, most people, they don't want to go to the doctor for a physical, right? They don't even want to listen to the Dr. Dahlia show, okay? I mean, you know, doctors are not most people's buddies, okay? People do not like going to the doctor. Look, I've been in medicine for years, obviously, and I don't like going to the doctor. I love my doctor, but no, I mean, I'd rather go to dinner. I'd rather go to the zoo. Don't like going to the doctor. Don't like going to the dentist. So most people don't get their physicals unless they have to. All right. Well, you know, buddy, if you want that knee surgery, you got to get a pre-op. They're like, oh, man. So they come in 56 years old, haven't seen a doctor in years, but their orthopedic buddy, you know, that they play poker with, decided he'll do the new knee surgery. I run blood work. Their cholesterol's high. They're diabetic. Their blood pressure is 160 over 90, which is high. And their EKG looks like there was an old infarct, an old heart attack. You know, and I'm like, oh, my God, you're a train wreck. But thank God, because you're the type of person that's going to die of a heart attack. All right? Again, case in point, why people don't want to go to the doctor. But, you know, we're supposed to find things. Now, if your doctor doesn't put the stethoscope on you, if the doctor doesn't touch you, okay, you have some doctors that are very touchy. You have other doctors that aren't too touchy. Okay, I came from a school where they said you touch. Okay, here we were, young girls, right, interviewing a lot of our veterans and a lot of our older population. And, you know, they would start, you know, talking about their war times. And, you know, we were kind of instructed, well, you know, put your hand on his leg. Put your hand on his arm. It's okay to hug the patients, right? And I was hugging men all day long, but I love my veterans. As far as I'm concerned, I'll give them kisses, hugs. I love my veterans. I have no problem. They treated us good. But, you know, for a lot of us, we're not used to that. Okay, we got to touch, right? And I think there are doctors out there that are practicing that don't touch. You know, there's nurse practitioners, PAs, you know, you have to do a certain amount of touching. But then I'll get emails, and we talked about inappropriate touching on the show once. We should probably revisit that. What is inappropriate touching? All right, for example, I would have some listeners called in or wrote us where the doctor put the stethoscope on her breast completely. I think that's completely inappropriate. He touched my breast with the stethoscope. My heart isn't in my breast. Okay, well, you have two arguments here. To really get to the heart, we were taught you need to move the breast. Okay? And now, I don't have any pictures for you guys, but when I had, you know, after I had two kids, they were pendulous, let's just say. And so if a doctor wanted to listen to my heart, you know, actually, if the doctor wanted to look at my knee, he had to move my breast out of the way. So some, you know, you're to get to the heart, yes, a lot of times it's under the left breast. You got to move the breast. And if that's too awkward for the doctor and the patient, a lot of times they'll just put the stethoscope on the chest that presses on the breast. So which is more awkward? You know, sometimes you're damned if you do, damned if you don't. So we went through that. All right. We went through inappropriate touching versus appropriate touching. And I think I had everybody find a partner in practice. It was a great show. Absolutely great show. All right. So where was I going with this? I was getting to the medical news and emails. I'm not done. No. I was getting to something here. I was talking about how people don't like to go to the doctor. They don't like to be touched. But some doctors don't like to touch, so they don't touch. So your physical is basically, hi, doc. Hi, buddy. How you doing? Fine. Are you going to clear me? Yes, I'm going to clear you. You know, so just, you know, make sure it's thorough. All right. You know, you're not going to the doctor to make friends. You're going to the doctor to make sure that there's nothing that could be prevented. And I am going to say this again and again, no matter how much Obamacare is going to be mad at me for saying this. But I think anybody over the age of 40, especially if you have any cardiac risk factors, smoking, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, diabetes, history of heart attack in the family, personal heart issues, male over 40, women over 50, should have a stress test. I don't think, why not have a cardiologist check in with you every couple years? Why not? Okay? And it shouldn't be that expensive. All right? Many insurances look at seeing the cardiologist as an office visit. Then, of course, the testing is a whole nother story, but you don't have to have the testing all the time. Just check in with the cardiologist, okay? EKGs are cheap. A lot of them could tell by the EKG if there's any changes, but still at least get the basic treadmill stress testing. I think it is vital. I think it's a lifesaver. And like I said, many people who never went to the doctor that were forced to see me, and by force, I mean really, they didn't want to see me, but they came in, we found vessel disease. We found pre-heart attack patients. We found early cancer. All right. It is a blessing. Let your doctor recommend you do that. Crucial stuff. And like I said, with what happened with Whitney, I mean, an absolute shame. But, you know, now questions are, all right, well, if she failed her pre-op physical, if she failed because of her heart or her lungs or her liver, did she get evaluated? Was she evaluated for her liver or heart, her lungs? Was it recommended? Was it recommended? Did she not go? If she went, would she still be alive today? Okay, don't go away. When we come back, I know everybody wants to hear about the naked Walmart man, but we still have medical news. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection action so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Powerful forces are trying to destroy your health. It's a fact that we're surrounded by a sea of environmental toxins, from mercury in vaccines and dental fillings, to aluminum in chemtrails, to pesticides and toxic chemicals sprayed all over our food. Even nuclear radiation, which is still spewing out of Fukushima, has contaminated the water and food supply in the U.S. But there is a solution. Liquid Zeolite is an extraordinary natural formula which safely and effectively removes all kinds of toxins from the body, including capturing heavy metals, pesticides, viruses, and radioactive particles. Use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com for fatigue, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, and joint pain. Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee and is available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. 100% safe, 100% amazing. Try Liquid Zeolite today.
She's alive. She's alive.
Alive. And we are back. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Richard writes from Massachusetts. Dahlia, Dr. Dahlia, but Dahlia, that's okay. You guys are comfy, Dahlia. We're hanging. My wife's husband died last week. My wife's husband? Well, that would be you. Maybe he means my wife's mother's husband. I think it's a typo. Come on, Richard. My wife's mother's husband died last week, and my mother-in-law is moving in. I heard you talk about sorcerophobia yesterday. Well, I have it bad. Any suggestions? Oh, I love it when you guys listen to my show. All right, we were talking about phobias on yesterday's show. I guess nanophobia is the fear of losing your cell phone. For those of us afraid to lose our cell phone, we're going to be hit with a psychiatric diagnosis. So we decided to review what phobias are out there. And fear of in-laws is sorcerophobia or sorcerophobia, like sorcerer. Sorcery, yeah. All right, so if your wife's husband died, okay, that's got to be your wife's mother's husband. Otherwise, you're saying you died, all right? So your mother-in-law is moving in, and you're afraid of the in-laws. I mean, it's tough. It's tough, you know. I mean, I grew up where grandparents lived with us all the time. You know, nobody had separate homes. We were all poor. We lived together. When somebody died, the spouse moved in. We took care of them, and now the hospital. I mean, it's It's tough. The most important thing is you and your wife need to already get some guidelines, okay? Because it's going to be very, very tough. This is her mother. So, you know, you're probably not going to win a lot of arguments with her mother or with her. So before mother-in-law moves in, you need to set up some guidelines. Now, we need to be careful because a lot of mother-in-laws or father-in-laws get abused this way. And by abuse, neglect is abuse. Right? I know many people are like, just go to your room. Ma, just go to your room and stay there. We'll bring you food. Well, you know, a lot of times, you know, they sit there and they don't clean themselves and they don't eat and they just sit there in front of a TV for 24/7. What's the problem? There is a problem with that. Come on, people. Come on. So, you know, but I do understand it's very, very difficult. I mean, a lot of times it's very difficult to live with their own spouse. You know, I could not imagine my husband having to live with me and my mom. He could barely live with me. My kids could barely live with me. I could barely live with my kids. I mean, we all could barely live with each other, but we make it work. We kind of know how to make it work. We know what buttons to not push unless we really want to. Like, you know, if I'm PMSing and I really want to get under my husband's skin, I know exactly what buttons to push. But that's neither here nor there. But, you know, we know how to avoid each other. You know, it's like if I'm prepping for my show and I'm busy and the kids are fighting, I got to look. I could give them that and they're done. Well, you know, mother-in-laws and father-in-laws, they don't know the look. Or if they do, they pretend they don't know it. So you're trying to give them that look. You know, like, you're really kidding me now? Really? Really? You're kidding me? I have to do what right now, huh? Right? Really? Really? And no, they don't get it. And so you almost have to do 20 years of teaching, a boot camp, if you will, within their first day of moving into your house. Before you boot camp them, talk to the wife, talk to the missus, because it does. It causes a lot of stress. Okay, it causes a lot of stress. And remember, keep in mind, too, your mother-in-law is going to be grieving. She just lost her husband. So it's not going to be fun in your household. It's going to be, you know, I'd maybe, you know, take the dogs for long walks, go to your buddies. Make sure you have an outlet, but don't isolate yourself from your wife. Okay, let your wife know that you're going to need to take a break, you know, until you guys can kind of figure out, you know, how to come up with a system. All right. Most of the time, and we've talked about elder abuse, and it's serious stuff because, you know, people don't get along with the elderly family members that are in the house, which is why many of them, they get their own TV. Trust me, my mom and I do not agree on television shows. Right? Right? Oh, Super Bowl Sunday, I made her watch football. I was not changing the station. Oh, there's supposed to be a lovely Meg Ryan movie. Shall we see that flick? No, it's Super Bowl. We're watching the Super Bowl. So, yeah, you know, you end up, well, she came to visit. No, she doesn't live with us yet. God willing. So far, so good. Which is why you usually put the in-laws in their own room with the television. So they don't mess with your television. But then they come out of the room, and, you know, and then they sit in your living room, and they change the station anyway. Right? They come out. If they could walk, they come out. But, again, you know, and joking all aside, you know, we really, really have to watch for cases of elder abuse because you don't mean to abuse them. You don't mean to neglect them. But this alienation, a lot of times, is a form of abuse. You know, they want to hang out with you. And it's really tough being a son-in-law that doesn't want anything to do with a woman that never wanted, you know, you to marry her daughter because you're not good enough. I know. Trust me, it's tough. The whole in-law issue, it's tough. Are they sorcerers? No, they aren't. The sorcerophobia, I really want to know where that originated. But anyway, like I said, you got to talk. You may even need a therapist. Come up with guidelines because this isn't anything new. Many of us are dealing with this now, especially with the recession, right? How to live with the in-laws. It's important stuff. Okay, quickly, what happened with this Walmart naked man? I don't know. Vernon Lamont Taylor in Pennsylvania decides to take off all his clothes in the middle of a parking lot, then walk into Walmart, and then put on socks. When the police tried to, you know, arraign him and you know, tried to kind of get him out of Walmart, I guess he spit in the officer's face. So the officer had to use a stunt gun. Seeing a naked man stunned? Not fun. So, unfortunately, he is now arraigned on charges of indecent exposure, aggravated assault, simple assault, retail theft, because he stole the socks, receiving stolen property, and disorderly conduct because of the spitting, bail set at $50,000, and Walmart's still in the news. Now, when I look at this, I look at somebody under the influence or dementia. People with dementia take off their clothes. and walk around, and then they start dressing themselves. So this may really be a sad case. All right. Now, what's even more sad is the possibility of our chocolate being in very low supply in the year 2013. Let's go and see what we could do. Let's go back to the past. All right. The candy bar was invented in 1847. Noun, candy bar. Definition. Honestly, I looked this stuff up. A confection made with sugar, often flavoring and filling with a shape that is longer than it is wide. Candy bars with milk chocolate are the most powerful. The inventor was Joseph Fry. I know you all think Nestle, or you think, that's right. Thank you, Kyle. Yeah, we were talking about the Latin meanings yesterday. Thank you, Kyle. You're awesome. All right. I know you guys all think Nestle was involved, Hershey's, but I think that came later. Now, the Mayans get credit, okay, because they made a chocolate drink made of cocoa beans. Then the Aztec used cocoa beans as currency. Oh, to me, that's gold. 1529, a chocolate drink is introduced into Spain by the Americas by conquistador Hernando Cortes. Muy bien. 1729, Walter Churchman granted letters patent by George II for chocolate making. Well, that's a good patent. 1847, Joseph Fry and son create a paste that could be pressed into a mold, resulting in bar candy, which many of us find on our pants when we sit on one. 1875, milk chocolate was invented by Henry Nestle and Daniel Peter. So Nestle's for Nestle bar. I wonder if Daniel Peter made Peter Pan peanut butter. 1879, Rudolf Lindt creates a bar that snaps when broken, as well as melting on the tongue. Oh. 1900, Hershey's milk chocolate bar was invented. The Clark bar was invented in 1916. No, not after the Superman movie in the 70s. 1916. 1919, Joseph Fry and Sons merged with Cadbury Limited. Yes, there is a man named John Cadbury. Remember, Cadbury eggs are coming up for Easter. All right. Okay, so that must have been a good one. Then Reese's peanut butter cups were invented in 1923. Butterfinger in 1923. Milky Way in 1923. Babe Ruth. Original name was Candy Cocky? Candy Cake? Oh, Candy Cake. 1925. O. Henry in 1925. Mr. Goodbar 25. Snickers Bar 1930. Three Musketeers Bar 1930. Kit Kat 1933. Nestle's Crunch 1938. And we have been happy ever since. History of chocolate. All right, guys, you have a great rest of the way home. Stay on for another hour if you can. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs knows the benefits of supplementing with whey protein for optimal health and vitality. That's why he recommends protein shakes like the ones available through the Suzanne Division of Longevity.
Whey is ridiculously important. In fact, next to human mother's milk, whey protein is the most nutrient-dense food. There's two major proteins in cow's milk, casein and whey. The whey part of milk contains growth factors and immune-stimulating factors, building the immune system. You're talking about cancer. The body has cancer fighters built into it. The body has molecules and entities that kill cancer. Those are part of the immune system.
To build and support your immune system, order the protein shakes from the Suzanne Division of Longevity, available in chocolate and vanilla. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com. Order today.